Unit 4. Company presentation. 2. Vocabulary. Address. Annual. Application. Approach. Audience. Brief. Briefly. Catalyst. Cater. Chart. Corporation. Distinguished. Exploit. Facility. Franchise. Head office. Headcount. Heading. Headquarter. Headquarters. High-end market. Hospitality group. In the long run or in the long term. Involvement. Localization. Namely. Oracle Corporation. Oracle e-business platform. Oracle e-business suite. Organization chart. Originate. Persistent. Perspective. Portfolio. Positive. PR. Public relations. Present. Presentation. Privileged. Profile. Q&A. Questions and answers. Relational database technology. Resort. Revenue. Springboard. Strive. Take off. Update. Value-conscious travelers. Wholly owned company. With a view to. 3. Listening practice. 1. Listen to a monologue and construct an organization chart for the company. Our company, New Era Venture Capital Company Limited, was founded in December 1999 with a total of 500 million RMB in registered capital. The company engages in the business of equity investment in high-tech companies, venture investment funds management, and investment consulting services. At present, our company is divided into 4 project units to focus on different industries. Unit 1 is responsible for projects in the area of biotechnology, pharmaceuticals, modernization of traditional Chinese medicine, and modernization of agriculture. Unit 2 concentrates its work solely on the IT industry and deals with IT-related projects. Unit 3 is actively engaged in the fields of new materials, new energy, environmental protection, and internet technology. Unit 4 is responsible for capital operation projects. 2. Listen to the monologue again and fill in the blanks. 4. Sample dialogue and monologue. Dialogue.
Well, before we move on to the details, I'd like to give you a general introduction about our company, Six Continentals Hotels.
Okay.
First, I will give you the company profile of Six Continentals Hotels. After that, I will introduce you to its brand portfolio. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask as I go along.
Sounds fine. Go ahead.
Right. Six Continentals Hotel is a global hospitality group with the largest portfolio in Asia Pacific and in the world. It owns, operates, and manages and franchises more than 3,270 hotels with over 512,000 guest rooms in close to 100 countries.
Does this mean that you are the biggest hotel group in the world?
No, but we do have the largest number of hotel rooms.
What brands do you have in your portfolio?
Six Continentals Hotels have 4 major brands, namely Intercontinental, Crowne Plaza, Holiday Inn, and Express by Holiday Inn.
Those are very well-known brands.
Founded in 1946, Intercontinental has long been the preferred hotel brand of the world's business community for more than 50 years, catering to the needs of today's special business traveler with a perfect balance of luxury and familiarity and international and local experience.
That's impressive.
Established in 1994, Crowne Plaza hotels and resorts cater to the successful, modern five-star traveler with the best access to everything they need for a busy business life at 20 hotels and resorts in Asia Pacific. Each Crowne Plaza offers superior meeting facilities, professional conference staff, and extensive business services.
So both the Intercontinental and the Crowne Plaza target at the high-end market, right?
That's right.
I see. Please continue.
Our next key brand is Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn is the world's most recognized and largest hotel brand, offering the best of home for travelers seeking mid-priced accommodation. With over 85 properties in Asia Pacific, full-service Holiday Inn hotels are always conveniently located for guests to relax and be themselves, no matter where they are.
Yes, I think Holiday Inn is always a good choice to value-conscious travelers.
Thank you. The last key brand to be introduced here is Express by Holiday Inn. First introduced in 1990, the brand has quickly become one of the greatest success stories in lodging history and defined the limited service, mid-market, without food and beverage category.
I see.
Monologue.
Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I am very honored to have the opportunity to address such a distinguished audience. My name is Monica Lee, and I am in charge of the PR department of Oracle China. What I'd like to do today is to provide you with some background information about Oracle Corporation and its latest development in China. Hopefully, this introduction can help you gain a better understanding of our company. My presentation will be divided into two parts. Firstly, Oracle, and secondly, Oracle China. The presentation will last about 5 minutes. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask at the end of my presentation. I will start with Oracle, our parent company. Oracle Corporation, the world's largest enterprise software company, was founded in 1977 by Larry Ellison, Bob Miner, and Ed Oates. Headquartered in Redwood Shores, California, Oracle's worldwide headcount now exceeds 42,000. With annual revenues of $11 billion, the company offers its Oracle 9i e-business platform, Oracle e-business suite, along with related consulting, education and support services in more than 145 countries around the world. In 1989, Oracle formally entered China's market and became the first global software giant in China, which indicated that the new initiatives in information construction of China's national economy had received a positive response from Oracle. Relational database technology, originated by Oracle, began to serve Chinese users. In July 1991, after nearly 2 years striving and exploiting, Oracle established a wholly owned company in Beijing, Beijing Oracle Software Systems Company Limited, to better adapt to its rapidly growing businesses. On August 8, 2000, Oracle China formally started using its new office in China World Trade Center, Beijing. This marked another milestone for Oracle to serve China market in the long run and the start of a long-term involvement of Oracle taking its root in China market. At present, Oracle China has set up branches in Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou and Chengdu, providing Oracle 9i e-business platform, Oracle e-business suite, as well as related consulting services, education and support services for China market. By constantly speeding up the localization of products, applications, channels, and services, Oracle has realized persistent and healthy development of its business in China. This is what I want to say about Oracle and Oracle China, and I hope this brief introduction has helped shed some light on our company. So, are there any questions you'd like to ask before we move on?
6. Follow-up practice. 1. Listen to a monologue and fill in the blanks. Good morning. I'm very glad to have you here with us today. My name is Robin Williams, and I'm responsible for the marketing department. What I'd like to do today is to talk about the launch of our new product. Hopefully, my talk can provide you with a clearer picture of our new product, the current market situation, and serve as a basis for further discussion. In my presentation, I will cover 3 areas. First of all, I'll talk about the current market situation, And then I will talk about our new product. Finally, I will talk about the problems we're likely to face in the launch of this new product and my recommended courses of action. My presentation will last about 15 minutes, and at the end of it, I'll try to answer any questions you have. Okay, let's start with the current market situation. 2. Listen to a dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Well, today I'll tell you a little about the Danish Crown Group's structure and its operations.
Okay.
I'll begin by talking about our parent company, and then I will talk about its network of subsidiaries and associated companies. If you have any questions, just interrupt me as I go along.
Sounds fine. Go ahead.
As you can see from this slide, our parent company, Danish Crown, is the largest pig slaughterhouse company in Europe and the largest cattle slaughterhouse in Denmark. Together with its network of subsidiaries and associated companies, it makes its influence felt on the domestic market as well as on the international markets.
It sounds pretty impressive.
Yes. In fact, Danish Crown has an annual turnover of approximately $4.8 billion and employs about 19,800 people. As you can see from the next slide, the pork division slaughters and processes approximately 16 million pigs a year, accounting for 7% of EU pork and 1.5% of the worldwide production of pork. Moreover, Danish Crown is the largest cattle slaughterhouse company in Denmark. The beef division slaughters and processes approximately 430,000 head of cattle a year.
I see.
As I mentioned earlier, the group has altogether 7 subsidiaries, and I'm going to talk about 2 of them. They are ESS Food and Tulip International.
Okay.
ESS Food, our global trading company, was established in 1950 in order to take care of the export activities of the Danish pig meat slaughterhouses. ESS Food has now established 9 sales subsidiaries all over the world. We believe that in principle, every customer has different needs, and this necessitates a tight contact with the individual customer. At present, there are sales subsidiaries in Denmark, France, the USA, Hungary, Holland, Korea, and Japan.
That's a very extensive sales network.
Yes, this network enables ESS Food to always be in a position to deliver meat of high quality directly to its customers. The turnover of ESS Food reaches $334 million, and the sales volume exceeds 230,000 tons a year.
I see.
Our other subsidiary, Tulip International, is Europe's leading producer of processed meat products, such as bacon, canned food, sausages, semi-preserved food, luncheon meat, and minced meat products. The production takes place at the company's plants in Denmark, UK, and Germany.
Does this mean that all the products are sold in Europe?
No. Although Europe is the home market, Tulip International markets its products all over the world, partly as brand goods and partly under the customer's own labels.
I see.
Tulip has a turnover of approximately $694 million and an annual production volume of 146,200 tons.
Tingli Ketang, TingClass.com.